Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me here. I'm Mandy Rodnick, Inner Winning Coaching, and today we're coming to you with Train Your Brain, Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And I, of course, as I've just mentioned, am Coach Mandy. So again, thank you for joining me today. As we get started, say just a little bit of information in regards to a little bit of excitement and sadness all at the same time, because this will be my last regularly scheduled show for a while. I'm taking a little bit of time to step away and get a little bit more involved in some of the things I have going on, which I'll be talking a little bit about today in regards to how things can come along, and before you know it, opportunities show up in your life that maybe you didn't see coming, and not forcing you, but having you then sort of reevaluate and take some new direction. So like I said, I am a little bit saddened but also excited for the fact that even though today is my last show for the time being, I'm stepping away, I'm excited to be here with you here today, and looking forward to a great show. And as always, if there's any shows that you've missed, you can go log into Life Coach Radio Network and go into the archives and search for Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy and listen to any of my previous shows. I've been here with the network since it got started. That's another little bit of a reason why it's a little bit of a mixed bag of emotions in regards to stepping away for a bit, because I was fortunate enough to get started with Russ Terry on the Life Coach Radio Networks when he got started, getting my start with Life Coach Chat Channel, and that was a lot of fun, and I've met some amazing people, have a great core of friends that I've gotten from doing this. And then last August, I decided to branch out on my own, sort of get a little bit of my individualized message out there, and I've been doing that ever since, and I've had a great time doing it. I've been doing 2 shows a month since August of 2013. So, again, thank you for joining me, and I am, as I said, Mandy Rodnick of Inner Winning Coaching. If you'd like to find a little bit more out about me, you can go to my website at coachmandy.com. You can email me at mandy@coachmandy.com. I'm also on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and my Twitter account, which I have to get a little bit better at doing on a regular basis, is at Life Coach Mandy. So what is it that I do? I primarily work with athletes to help them tap into their full potential so that they can learn how their energy, which is constantly changing, and it's actually for people in general, so it's not just about athletes, but learning how your energy, which constantly changes, impacts your performance and everything you do. And in working with them, once they learn about how their energy shows up for them and understand it's the driver behind everything they do, their talent, their performance, and it's the only thing that they have absolute control over, then they're going to be able to play to their full potential on a consistent basis. And this will show up also in their everyday life as well. So the program is a win-win for both on the field and off the field. And it's not just the work I do with athletes. This translates across the board to all people. So it's the work I love to do. I got started doing this because I used to be a Division I head softball coach, loved working with my athletes on a daily basis of not only helping them become the best softball players they could be, but also the best people they could be. And got to a point where I got a little bit burnt out from doing softball, and then also had the reality of looking at sort of a career change. So I started to figure out what can I do next, how can I do this, and looked around for a while and started to read this description about this career out there. And as I'm reading it, I realized, hey, wait a minute, that's everything I love to do and everything I do with my athletes, just minus the skill sets of the sport. So I was fortunate enough to find the IPEC coaching program, which is now one of the leading coaching schools out there in the nation and actually internationally. And I have just, it was a life-changing experience for me, a wonderful program, met some of the best people I've ever met in my life, and it led me down this road to now doing the life coaching and working with athletes. And again, even as I said, it's not even just working with athletes, but it's working with people in all walks of life to be able to just help them find that full potential, tap into what it is that they want to do with their lives, to reach deep down inside and release that inner greatness that we all have inside of us, and that many of us leave sort of on the sidelines because we let fear get in our way, we let doubts get in our way, and all those different things that the woulda, coulda, shoulda, someday, maybe if, all that language that stops us from really maximizing who we want to be and what we want to do. So that's just a little bit about the work I do and, you know, how I got started doing this and all that good stuff. So just very quickly, if anyone would like to call in with any questions or comments, you can do so. The number is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. And as you heard in the opening, we are now sponsored by Audible.com. So if you go to audible.com/Life Coach Radio Network, you can get yourself a free trial of an Audible book, and I highly recommend it because I have several books that I have through them, and it's a great way to get your quote-unquote reading in without actually having to do the reading while we're doing all that stuff in our busy lives that we have going on all the time. So today is going to be about lessons learned and stepping outside of your comfort zone. And I decided to go down this road today because of the lessons I've learned over the past little over a year and a half of doing this work. And it certainly was something that I, without a doubt, stepped outside of my comfort zone to get and start doing this. Because I can remember the very first show I did, and I was doing it with a group of people. There was three of us on the show. And there's this little bit of a sense when you're going to be going live and you've got people listening to your show and, oh, my God, what do I know? And who's going to really listen to what I have to say that can creep up for you? So it was something I clearly faced, especially when I decided to, hey, let's go do this on your own and let's start your own show, knowing that when you're on the show goes live and she comes on and says, you know, here you are, Life Coach Radio Network, and I get a little beep in my ear. There's a little bit of, a little bit of anxiety that shows up because it's you and the rest of the world. So that was one of the reasons why I'm very happy that I have done this. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about being able to help deliver a message so that hopefully somebody out there is listening and learning and maybe can walk away and say, hey, now I can look at things a little bit differently and maybe make a little shift in their life, because I certainly know that that's what this work has done for me. Every day I'm learning, every day I'm doing what I can to step outside my comfort zone, because it would be very, very easy to just stay where we are, to just stay doing what we know. But most people will find if they do that, if they really, really took a step back and evaluated where they are, you know, we talk about being happy all the time, and it really is about happiness, because it is a choice that we have. Things aren't going to make us happy. Other people are going to help us be happy, but it really, really has to start from within you. And a lot of that is about just really evaluating where you are, who you are, what you're doing, how you want to do it. Because playing it safe should only happen, and this is diving into my sports analogies here, playing it safe should really only happen when you have that tying run on base and, you know, the best batter is up and it's the bottom of the seventh. Softball talk. If it's baseball, it's bottom of the ninth. But playing it safe is really comes from a place more of out of fear, because we don't want to necessarily step outside and find out what's going to happen. We know that where we are, what we're doing is working. May not be working to our liking. It may not be working to having us showing up and getting all we want from ourselves. But so many people play it safe. And one of the things that we do within IPEC and the Core Performance Dynamics Program, which is the program that I use with my athletes, is we talk a lot about energy in regards to anabolic energy, which is that energy that sort of builds us up, fuels us, helps us sort of see things in that. We don't like to sort of say positive or negative, but the best way, you know, to describe it is in that positive manner. And then there's that catabolic energy, and that's that energy that's destructive and tears us down and carries a very heavy, heavy weight on our shoulders. And most people don't even recognize or realize that they walk around with a lot of catabolic energy. First of all, because they don't know that there are that there's this energy out there that we walk around with. Best way to describe it is when you're, you know, in a room of people and you have someone that walks in the room, and all of a sudden people talk about it. Now you feel that energy. You feel that sense where the room just gets lighter or it gets brighter, or you feel it, like you're attracted to wanting to be around that person. And that's that anabolic energy that's running through them. That's that sense of no matter what happens, maybe they take that approach of, yeah, maybe this isn't a good thing that's happening to me, but I'm going to try to find the opportunity. I'm going to try to find what I can do to shift it. Because it's very easy to dwell in it. It's very easy for me. It's very easy to get angry. But when we do that, we stay stuck. And that's the catabolic energy. That's that energy when you're in a room and somebody walks in the room, and we all know people like this. We've actually probably been this person. I know I have been. I know I have my anabolic moments and my catabolic moments. When that person walks in the room and the first thing you do is, you know, you go to the other corner. You go get something to drink. You do whatever you can so that you don't have to interact with them, because their energy is catabolic. Their energy is draining. Their energy is the kind of stuff that, like, pulls you down, and you recognize that you don't want to be around it. So that's just right off the top. One of the things you can be looking for in regards to anabolic and catabolic energy is what is it that you bring to the table? You know, are you bringing that uplifting, say, I can do anything type of piece? Are you looking at things and what can I do to sort of turn it around today? No matter what happens, kind of energy, or are you the person that everybody runs from? And here's the good news. If you're the person that everybody runs from, or if you're the feeling within inside yourself that you're wanting to run from yourself, the best news about that is it doesn't have to be that way. And that's where the core energy work that we do, the core energy program, the core performance program that I do, you can learn about your energy, and you can have absolute control over that. And I know for myself, 5 years ago, before I started the ICTEC program, I didn't understand any of this. I was one of those people that don't even start talking to me about energy, don't get into that type of stuff. Like, yeah, I don't, you know, that's that woo-hoo, you know, kind of stuff. And now that I've learned about it and realized that it is a normal capacity of how we show up, everybody understands energy, and understanding that if we can relate and know how we show up each and every day and how we have control over our energy, it is absolutely going to be life-changing. And I know for me, it certainly was. So that's just, I got off on a little tangent there, which anybody that knows me, I sometimes tend to do that. But that's all right, because it's all about educating and trying to pass a little bit of information along to you to help you sort of see things in a different light and learn that maybe how it is today doesn't have to be how it is tomorrow. So going back to the playing it safe and how we shouldn't really play it safe, only for the fact that obviously we have to make choices in our lives that are going to, you know, be smart and be responsible and all those kinds of things. But understanding that if you're playing it safe out of fear, or if you're playing it safe because you don't want change, that has to be the signal to you. That is the red flag. Because one of the things that I have learned and come to adapt to over the past 5 years, because, again, people knew me 5 years ago and beyond that, it's like night and day. I was one of these people, absolutely type A. Everything had to be in perfect order, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. God forbid if, you know, the C came after the F or whatever. I really couldn't function with it. It really threw me off because I felt like the only thing I had control over was trying to control the people and my environment around me. Problem with that is we cannot control anything but ourselves and our thoughts and feelings and our own actions. We can't control the people around us. We can't control the environment around us to the capacity that we think we want to or think we should. And so in that, you have to learn to be able to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And once you can learn to do that, then you realize that no matter what shows up, you're going to be able to handle it, because you have two choices. You can either run and hide, go and bury your head in the corner, or you can face it and say, okay, what's the first thing I have to do? And then you do that first thing, and then you move forward with baby steps. Even if it means you stand still for a few days, or you stand still in that same place, as long as you don't go backwards, you take it head on and you move forward with it. So understanding that playing it safe has a purpose and a place every now and then. Like I said, run around base with two outs in the bottom of the seventh and your best hitter up, you better not get picked off the bases. That's important to play it safe. But everywhere else, it's about just letting it all out and going for it. Because you have to understand that all you have is here and now. And I know we're getting into this philosophical, but it really, really is true. There really is no guarantee of what's going to be afforded to us tomorrow, what's going to be presented to us a week from now. And so it's about understanding being present in the moment. It's about being 100% energetically engaged and taking on life with a sense of fearlessness, that anything is possible. Now, I say this to you not from a place of, you know, superiority of like, oh, and yes, it's just so easy, because it's stuff that I look at every day. It's stuff that I have highs and lows about. But it's understanding and knowing that that's sort of like some of the stuff I have in my toolbox. I understand that the only place I have is right here and now. I absolutely get stuck in the past at times. I, without a doubt, feel the anxiety about what's coming down out in the future and what's going to happen and what can I do about it. But when I catch myself, when I find myself getting triggered and going down those roads, that's when I tap back in to be like, okay, present in the moment, that's all you have right now. And about being energetically engaged, 100% energetically engaged, what that basically means, again, understanding and knowing a little bit more about the differences between the catabolic and anabolic energy. But what that means is it being, again, it's attached to the present in the moment. It's about doing and being with whatever it is you're doing right here and now, whether it's something you want to do, that you have to do, that you are doing, that whatever it is you're doing, you're giving your attention, energy to that moment. I mean, even without picking on the dentist out there, but even something like going to the dentist, right? That's one of those things that most people have a lot of anxiousness about going, and we fear it, and we worry about it, and we make up all these stories in our mind about what it's going to be like. And then we get there, and, you know, we're thinking about now the five things we have to do, you know, later on in the day. And the next thing you know, like the experience ends up being worse than it actually is. If we had just sort of shown up and been like, okay, I'm here, let's do this. You know, we're gonna move on from this and do what you got to do, and we're gonna go for it. Now, I realize that might have been a really weird example, and maybe not the one I was exactly looking for, but another example for being energetically engaged, 100% energetically engaged, might be in regards to your work. Maybe you're in a job right now that isn't really fulfilling what it is you want to do. Maybe it's the job you're doing because it's paying the bills and you have an inkling or something else that you'd like to be doing or something else you'd like to be trying. The issue at hand, again, about being energetically engaged is you want to take those moments to just say, okay, I'm here now. I'm not anywhere else. There's nothing else I can do except for be in the here and now. And do what you can to get yourself engaged in that moment. And what you'll find is you'll actually have less anxiety over the thoughts about being and doing something else. You'll have less anxiety and worries about, you know, what else could I be doing? And the time will pass a little more quickly because you're at least focused in on what it is you're doing. Now, for an athlete, a good way of looking at this as well is, you know, you're playing in a game, and it's, say it's the championship game. And all you can really focus on is you want to win the championship. Too far out in front of yourself, if you get outside of yourself and you're only focused on the end result of winning that game, then what's going to happen is while you're in the moment, while you're in trying to perform at your best, you're going to not be 100% energetically engaged during that moment because your mindset and everything is going to be out ahead of you elsewhere. It's going to be out taking your focus away from what you're doing. And so being energetically engaged is just being playing full out. And that's in your life, and that's in your sport as well. It's, you know, because true power can only be achieved when you have really powerful intentions, you're fully committed, and you're just giving everything you have to the moment that you're in. Again, maybe not sort of the kind of thing, you might be doing something that you're not crazy about doing, but it's where you are, it's what you need to focus on, and it's where your energy has to be, because putting your energy anywhere else isn't going to help you, because it's not where you are. So that's just understanding that. So one of the questions I would have to have you is just think about this, that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not at all and 10 being completely, how well do you believe you currently practice this ability to get energetically engaged? And how do you rate yourself? And what is it, if you didn't give yourself a 10, what is it that you can look at that might help you get more engaged? It's just one of the, you know, a couple of little things to look at for that. And in stepping back a little bit, because I, like I said, I tend to do this sometimes. I get off a little bit, get a little bit off course. One of the reasons of wanting to talk about being present in the moment, being energetically engaged, going at life with fearlessness, is because some of what has brought this to light today, wanting to talk about lessons learned, stepping outside of your comfort zone, is because some of the life realities that have sort of shown up for me recently, and also, again, wanting to sort of say, okay, hey, what have I learned here in the past year and a half? So a little bit of this comes from a sense of a heavy heart, but also realizing that there's just no time to waste your life, and you must move forward and just capture all you can and live for what makes you happy and settle for nothing less. And where and why I mentioned that this comes from a little bit of a heavy heart, and why this is so prevalent for me today and wanting to share this with you and have you sort of look at this the same way for yourself, is because recently I've learned a few things about some people in my life, and I haven't really talked about it with many people or shared it much, but I recently found out that a friend of mine who I haven't had contact with in a long time, she's a former friend. I don't mean to say former from the standpoint of, but we just had lost contact, probably hadn't seen each other in quite a long time. But she was someone that was in my life for 4 or 5 years, a good friend of mine at the time, and then, you know, you move on. But I found out recently that 2 weeks ago she took her own life. I don't know, have a lot of details around it. Unfortunately, just another fellow friend had called me up and said, hey, just wanted to let you know. Don't know much about what happened, but here's what I do know. And then just recently also found out that another friend of mine who is battling cancer for the second time in the past 10 years, she's been having an ailment, a problem with her shoulder, and next thing you know, they can't find out what's wrong with it, and they've just discovered that she has a mass pressing on her nerve. So she's dealing with that. And on Monday, which will happen to also be my birthday, it also is the, it'll make 7 months since the passing of my father. So all of a sudden I've had these things that had just sort of shown up and been like, okay, here's the, you know, there's sadness behind all those things, and there's worry and concern and, you know, sense of loss and a sense of concern for my friend and hoping that everything will be okay. And I know she's got very positive spirits about it, and her prognosis is very, very good. But it just is what really made me realize that you can't wait. You can't sit back. You can't do the, well, maybe someday, because someday will never come. The timing will never be right. The fear will talk us out of doing the things that we want to do or we want to go after the most, because fear keeps us safe, and I would say that in quotation marks. We think that fear is there to protect us, but fear is actually just something that sort of keeps us set where we are. And Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I love and follow a lot of his work, he talks a lot about that there's only two things out there. There's love and there's fear. And when we do things from a fear-based place, we are limiting ourselves from feeling the full capacity of what it is that we have to offer other people and what it is that we have to offer ourselves. when we live from a place of love, when we come from a place of love and compassion, then we are coming from this place of anything is possible. No matter what comes my way, I can face it. I will go at it head on, and I will not leave the best parts of me stuck inside. And so again, as I talked about those few things that sort of showed up and are showing up, to me, again, this is where that anabolic catabolic energy is. One of the levels of energy that we talk about, there's 7 levels of energy, is level 5, which is considered the win-win level. Now, someone might say, well, how is there a win-win in this situation? Well, to me, the win-win in looking at these circumstances that has happened to these people and the situation that happened, and even, you know, me on Monday welcoming my birthday with at the same time going to having a little bit of sense of remembrance of the passing of my father, I look at it as a way to embrace what it is that I have and embrace what it is of where I want to go. So, again, I don't share all this as a down or as a negative. I share this as an affirmation that you just must live for now. You must embrace the love and opportunities that you have in your life, and do not wait for someday, because the only day you have is today. And I know, again, this sounds all very, you know, idealistic, and we have our bills to pay, and, you know, we have our doctor's appointments to go to, and we've got to go to the dump and go to the grocery store. But understand that those aren't bad things. Those are all part of this life that we're choosing to live. And, you know, you can find ways to make sure that you don't look at them as negatives, or look at them as woulda, coulda, shouldas. But if you are, maybe that's when you take that moment, you take that step back and say, all right, what's the opportunity here? What's the lesson that I could be learning? What shift do I need to make in my life so that I don't wake up with dread in the morning, or I don't go to bed at night thinking about what it is I have to do the next day? And again, I don't say this from this idealistic way. I'm not saying this from a standpoint of because I do this perfectly. It's something that I look at daily. It's something that I approach and look at from a standpoint of, but it's all about creating an awareness and creating an acceptance and creating a dynamic within ourselves of just evaluating what we're doing, who we are, what do we want, and if what we're doing isn't what we want to be doing, okay, what shift can I make? If who we are is not how we're wanting to be showing up, or maybe we don't even know how we're showing up, what can I do to make that shift? And if, you know, and if what we're wanting to do isn't in our lives right now, look at, okay, what's the first step I need to do to be able to be living the life that I want to be living? So again, I don't say these things from a standpoint of like it's just an automatic, you know, snap the fingers and tomorrow it's going to happen. It's about, again, acceptance, awareness, identifying, and then what's that first step I have to make? Don't go out too far in the future. That's where anxiety is going to come from. Don't drop back in your past. That's where depression shows up. Stay in the moment. As I mentioned, that's where we get present in the moment. What can I do right here, right now, today, towards that next step? Maybe it's just about accepting the fact that, all right, where I am today is not where I want to be maybe a year from now. I'm not going to get stuck out in the year, but I'm going to say, what can I do today? What even thought, and this is as simplistic as it can get, what thought can I have today that is going to make me feel a little more empowered, make me feel a little more inspired, towards creating what it is that I want down the road? So as I already talked a little bit about fearlessness and things like that, you know, that leads into the fearlessness aspect. Because what does that really mean, you know, fearlessness? And the fearlessness aspect, it's just one of our 10 core disciplines that we do use within the Core Performance Dynamic Program, which is a fantastic program that I went through with the IPEC. And we focus on athletes, but it's not – It can work for anybody. But fearlessness is about letting go of any thought or anything of a thought or a block that holds you back from just going for it. It's about, you know, embracing the unknown. And I think that probably is the biggest thing that we can step back and look at from today is as I mentioned already, when you can get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you will see tremendous shifts in your life because you will understand that you absolutely actually have control over nothing except for your own thoughts and feelings and then actions you take on top of that. So fearlessness is just about embracing the unknown. You know, you can take reasonable chances without worrying or doubt because you just realize that fear does not exist in the present moment. Fear exists just prior to us taking off and jumping in and going after that whatever that next piece is. Fear is that stuff that comes up the minute, the 5 minutes, the 10 minutes before you're about to speak. And a lot of that fear usually comes from that self-doubt, usually comes from that sense of, am I worthy? Can I really do this? Are they going to like me? But just realize if you can sort of go about it with this sense of no matter what it is I do, I'm going to be okay, and that whatever is unfolding is ultimately going to serve me, then there's nothing to lose and therefore nothing to fear. So that fearlessness, you know, is just about going for it and just about, you know, taking on whatever we can and just realize that whatever I'm about to do is going to serve me in some way. And I'm not going to worry about the outcome. I'm not going to focus on the outcome. I'm just going to show up, give what I've got, be who I am, and then just let it roll from there. So I'm taking just a quick break here and having to do the things we have to do when you are part of a group, and we have to talk about our sponsorship. As we heard in the very beginning here, Audible.com is a sponsor of ours, and I'm happy to say that Audible.com is the sponsor of today's show, Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And it's a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. So again, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of service. And I really do encourage you to check it out. It's a free, you know, no obligation type of thing. And just to give you a couple of books that I would recommend, some books that have really, really impacted my life, and anybody who has listened to my shows over the years, I have talked about Brené Brown being like my goddess. I have learned so much from Brené Brown and her talking about vulnerability, and I've done shows on the vulnerability aspect and learning about, and this is a lot of what we're talking about here today, about learning to put yourself out there. But one of her books that I highly recommend, actually I have two here today, is one is called The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, and the other one is Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. Read them in any order if you wish, but I absolutely encourage you, you know, sign up for audible.com and check them out, and I guarantee you will not go wrong. And the other book is called Confidence, How Winning and Losing Streaks Begin and End by Rosabeth Moss Cater. That is a great book in regards to, it does talk about winning and losing streaks in reference to sports, but it goes into business concepts and all these kinds of things and how confidence just plays such an important role in what it is we do. And I could speak a lot about confidence in everything I'm talking about here today in reference to confidence being something that is internally based and internally driven. But all too often, our confidence comes from from external sources. You know, if we get the, in relation to sports, if we win the game, we have the confidence that we're a good player. If we lose the game, all of a sudden the doubts start to show up as to whether we're a good player. And true sense and form of confidence comes from that internal drive, that internal sense of understanding that everything you do is a culmination of your life work, of everything you've done, up till now. It's about knowing that you have the ability to create what it is you're about to do. Looking back at your past experiences, looking back at the work that you have put in, and knowing and trusting that you can handle whatever occurs, that you're going to be able to grow and learn from it and embrace all that comes. That's what true confidence is about. That's knowing that you're going to be able to like summon up all the feelings of success you've had, peace, power, and calm, and use them to create the experience of anything you want and anything you choose. That's that real internal-based form of confidence. So, again, I got off on that in referencing and referring that book for audible.com. But, again, I do encourage you, go to audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, and you'll get one free audio book and a one-month free trial of the service. And just speaking very quickly again about Brené Brown and the work that she's done, which I think is so fabulous, and her talk about vulnerability, the piece that she talks so much about, and if you haven't seen any of her TED Talks, which is TED, TED Talks, I highly encourage you to Google that, Google Brené Brown TED Talk, and look at her work on her research on vulnerability and her two specific ones that she's done. Because here's a woman who is, she lays herself on the line. She researches vulnerability. And what she ended up finding was, in this research of doing vulnerability, she realized she was not showing up authentically. She was not living a life of vulnerability. And as she then jokes about and talks about, she had basically a spiritual breakdown, because she was doing this work and realizing, I'm not even showing up as the person and the research that I'm presenting out there. Very, very inspiring. When I first saw her work, it forced me to, you know, start to read her work, and she's a very down-to-earth person, and I just really, really encourage you to listen to her TED Talks, read her books, listen to her books on audible.com, and, you know, take a bite of what lessons she's learning, because it speaks to so much of what I'm talking about here today, about putting ourselves out there, living this authentic life, being vulnerable. And being vulnerable, she talks about, it's about getting in the arena. Don't be one of these people that sits back and is the critic, and is, you know, with our social media that we have today, it is so easy and so quick for people to give their opinion and just shoot off, you know, a tweet in Twitter, or just shoot off a post in Facebook. And unfortunately, our kids today, we have no idea the impact of the social media world that they're growing up in, because of, you know, how they're so able to, you know, cyberbullying, you hear about all that. But Brené Brown talks a lot about the fact that if you're not willing to get in the arena and get yourself dirty and be in there with the blood, sweat, and tears, then you're not allowed to give your opinion on what's going on. You're not allowed to sit there and point the fingers and say what someone should have done, what they could have done, all that kind of stuff. It's about getting in there, getting your hands dirty, you know, showing up, doing the work, and then standing tall and being proud, and know that you can look yourself in the mirror each and every day, because that's what it's really all about. Do you like what you see looking back at you in the mirror? And looking at it from this standpoint of, don't put judgment on yourself if the answer is no. Do not put judgment on yourself if you're looking in the mirror and what is looking back at you is not exactly what you want to see. That's the moment when you just have to have the awareness and the compassion for yourself to say, okay, what I'm seeing right now is not the who I want to be, so I'm going to do whatever I can to take the first step to start to become that person I want to be, to start to show up as I want to be, how I want to be, who I want to be, start making the choices that I want to make that, even if they might impact other people, are going to be the kinds of things that are going to allow me to bring out my full self. Because when we hold back and we stay stuck in a place that we think is safe but is less than who we want to be, you are actually robbing the people around you of your full and true self. You're actually not giving them and letting them see all that it is that you have and all that it is that you could bring to them and offer in their lives as well. So when you worry about that fact, about is that being selfish, is that something that, you know, I can't do that because it's going to disrupt too many people's lives, realize that when you are already shortchanging yourself, you're shortchanging everybody and everything else in your life. In looking at some of these TED Talks, I was playing around last night, and I came across one by Elizabeth Gilbert, and I thought it was very, very interesting what she talked about. And Elizabeth Gilbert is known for writing Eat, Pray, Love, which is another book that I actually highly recommend. And I recommend Eat, Pray, Love, absolutely listen to it. I highly recommend you do that on Audible. Get the book on tape, because Elizabeth Gilbert reads the book, and so it's her telling her story. And I found myself listening to it, really being able to connect with her because it's her story and she's reading it. And Eat, Pray, Love was a very, very inspiring book for me to listen to as well, because she talks about the challenges she goes through. She talks about the fact that she starts having these reoccurring, just can't get through the night without just letting it all out, because she's realizing she's not living her true self. She's stuck in a place that she doesn't want to be. But anyway, so I'm looking last night, and I found this piece that she talks about. It was actually some work she just recently did with a show on Oprah. And she talks about not so much following your passion, because we may not yet know what that passion is. Maybe we're truly passionate about. But she talks about following your curiosity, because it can lead you to your passion. You know, every day people talk about follow your passion, and probably some of what I've talked about here today, I've tried to stay away from following your passion, because when I listened to what she talked about, it really sort of made me realize not everybody knows yet what their passion is. And that's, I think, what I'm encouraging and saying to you today here is, if you don't yet know what your passion is, that's okay. Don't stress about not knowing what your passion is. And she talks about, again, follow your curiosity. Every day we have thoughts and we have ideas, and we probably have these curiosities that come up for us. She said, because it can lead to your passion. So that's what I want to talk to you about, you know, or say to you today is don't be so hung up on that you have to follow your passion, you have to find your passion, you have to, like, throw away everything and go do this passion. But follow your curiosity, and go live an empowered, inspired, and purposeful life. Go look and find what makes you curious, what interests you. What do you find shows up for you that says, wow, isn't that interesting? And follow that so that it can hopefully lead you to your passion if you already don't know what it is. I feel very, very fortunate that I feel that my passion is coaching, both coaching softball from a skill set side, which I still do, and also doing the life coaching. And why, for me, it is something that I feel very passionate about is because it speaks to me very personally. It speaks to things I've gone through as a kid, my childhood, and wanting to just sort of bring out the best. I have found, and admittedly so through the years, feel I have left my best inside out of fear. Out of all these things I've talked to you about today, I speak to you about it from a place of personal experience and not a sense of, oh, this is just going to be so easy. Oh, just go out and do this and life will be wonderful. I speak about it from a place of knowing, from a place of personal experience. And I feel very fortunate that I feel that coaching is my passion. And yet I'll also be honest in the same time and say, but sometimes it's the fear that holds me back from following that passion. It's the fear of the unknown, of taking this that I might have to do in order to make that passion be what it is I do, what it is I can do on a daily basis. But I do something every day that I can to try to follow that passion, to stay tapped into it. But I loved when she talked about the fact that follow your curiosity. If you have a question about something, if something interests you, if something shows up in your life that's new that all of a sudden you've never noticed before, follow that curiosity and see where it leads you, because that could lead you to your passion if you don't yet know what it is. And also understand, and this is something else from Dr. Wayne Dyer that I heard him talk about, following your passion also, you know, sometimes people, it's said in such a way of you have to follow your passion, and that's like what you have to do is your life work. But that's also not necessarily so. Following your passion could be something that you do that brings you just full enjoyment that is separate from your work. That is something that brings you, makes you alive and brings you a sense of purpose without it having to be what it is that you do every day that brings in the income. So understanding that following your passion isn't an all or nothing entity. Following your passion is just looking at what brings you alive, what makes you alive. Is there a hobby you do? Is there something that you do that when you are doing that, you get lost in the moment? You have a sense of you don't want it to end. You don't want the time to stop. So it's again, follow that curiosity till you can maybe find that passion. And then just realize that that passion is something that whether you make a dime from it or you make millions from it, it should never be about the money. It should be about what brings you alive. What is it about it that you can't wait to do it, you can't wait to see it, you can't wait to participate in it? That's really a lot of what that last piece is looking at in regards to passion. And, you know, so again, lessons learned, getting out of your comfort zone, being present in the moment, being 100% energetically engaged, facing life with a sense of fearlessness, showing up authentically, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, trust the process. These are all the buzzwords and the co-words and the code words that we hear out there on a daily basis. But I can honestly tell you and truly tell you, 5 years ago, these words were not part of my vocabulary. 5 years ago, this was not who I was. This is not where I was showing up. But I had several things show up in my life, several life changes that were basically a lot of this was forced upon me to look at what am I doing, how am I showing up, and where am I going next. My encouragement to you to not wait until you're forced into facing it. I was forced with all of a sudden being out of a job for the first time since I was 15. I was forced into having my father be diagnosed with dementia and knowing that he was going to slowly slip away from us. I was forced I had just ended a 14-year-long relationship and the entire life that I knew was about to change. And this, just to tell you, all happened within a year of itself. I didn't have multiples of years to work this through. This all showed up all around the same time. And I knew I had choices of I could go crawl in the corner and stay there, or I could take life head on and say, all right, life is now giving you an opportunity here to go out there and figure this out and break through some of the chains that have held you back, break through some of the fears that have held you back, and take this head on, because it's all you. This is the only choice. Like I said, I had two choices, crawl in a corner or take this all head on, and I'm very happy and glad to say I took it head on. There's obviously everything we do is a constant learning process, but it's gotten me to where I am today. It's gotten me to, it helped me find my passion. It helped me find a deeper resolve inside myself. It helped me realize that I am a survivor. I'm a fighter. I have a lot more strength than I ever realized I had. But I share this with you again to tell you, don't wait for the moments where it's forced upon you. If you can at all face the things that are maybe not working in your life as you would want them to be, because I knew my relationship wasn't happy in it. I knew I was burning out from my job. And besides the side part with my father's illness, I mean, you know, your parents get older and things come up. But I wasn't going to walk away from the job. I was willing to just continue to sacrifice myself and could sacrifice my happiness. I was willing to stay in that relationship because it was safe. It was comfortable. It gave me a sense of, again, air quotes, of security. And yet I did not realize how miserable I was living this life that I thought I wanted. I had everything in the world that I thought I had wanted. Basically, the dream when you're a kid that you write out of what you want your life to be. I was living my dream, and I was absolutely miserable. And unfortunately, it was the force, it was life forced upon me that I had to stop, check in, and say, okay, now what are you going to do? So as I say again, I encourage you, if there's something showing up in your life that isn't making you live the life that you want to live, or you're not living with a sense of happiness, or you just know in your gut is not right, do whatever you can to take that first step to look at, what do I need to do to make this change, to make this shift? It won't be easy. There will be a lot of highs and lows, but I'm telling you right now, you will be better for it. And you will not believe how quickly 5 years will pass. I cannot believe how quickly 5 years have passed. If 5 years ago you had told me that I was going to be happier, I was going to be living a completely different life, I was going to be 25 pounds lighter without dieting, I would have said, you're crazy. But if somebody had said, nope, I guarantee you this stuff is going to happen for you, of course I would have signed up on the dotted line. But it was a case of, I had no idea what was going to be out before me. And the thing is, I have no idea what's going to be out before me a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. I just know that right now I've got a lot of great things in my life. I've got a lot of things that are, as we've talked about here today, creating a little bit of sense of sadness. But I look at that sadness and I say, okay, but I'm going to shift from that. I'm going to use these things that have happened in my life and turn it around and realize I'm going to now embrace what it is I have in this moment. And so, again, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what the future is going to bring. Attack it with fearlessness. Attack it with a sense of pride. Attack it with a sense of, I am not going to let anybody else hold me back from doing and being whatever it is I want to be. And couple of last little pieces here as I wrap up, and of course now as we're coming up upon the hour, I am feeling a little sad that this is my last show, but the nice thing is, here's the best part about it, it's my last regularly scheduled show. I can come back to the radio network at any time. I've already talked with Russ, and that's open to me. I can create something else in my life to be able to have this format. So it's a little bit of sadness, but it's also, I've got this big open world out there. And one of the reasons why I am stepping away is because I am presently working with the University of Hartford softball program as their sports performance coach to help them bring out their best and bring out everything that they have that they can do. And so, like I said, there's a little bit of sadness with an ending, but there's also a lot of opportunity that's coming my way with this. And of course, in going off of my little mini tangent, I forgot what it is I was going to share with, but I probably will come back to me in a minute. I want to just, you know, thank everybody for you know, listening to my shows over the past year and a half. Like I said, I anticipate that I will not be going away for forever. I'll be showing up as probably some guests on some other people's shows in different formats. And I'm really looking forward to it. But the last little piece, like I said, I just want to share with you is just, you know, go out there, as Brene Brown would say, go out there and live, you know, daring greatly. Do not let you hold you back, because you never know what's around the corner. You never know who's going to show up in your life when you least expect it. You never know what opportunity is going to come knocking. But the only way that those are going to be there for you is if you are open to change, if you are open to the possibilities of what could be versus staying stuck in what is. And that's just, you know, the last little piece I will share there with you, because like I said, my little side tangent there made me lose my train of thought, but that's okay. If I come up with those wisdom in the next few minutes, I'll share them with you. But again, thank you so much for joining me here over the past year and a half. I have thoroughly enjoyed doing this. I look forward to doing it again somewhere down the future, whether it's this format or another one. And I have just a little poem here that I want to read to you. It's called A Precious Human Life, and it's from the Dalai Lama. Every day, think as you wake up, today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I'm going to use all of my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I am going to have kind thoughts towards others. I am not going to get angry or think badly about others. I am going to benefit others as much as I can. And in doing that, you're going to benefit yourself. So just very quickly, just to let you know of a few shows that we have coming up on Life Coach Radio Network. I'm trying to find my notes here. We have on Sunday, September 21st, we have Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw at 9 p.m. On Monday, September 22nd at 8 p.m., Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. And on Thursday, September 23rd at noon, Fund Fortunes, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Life Coach Jeff. So again, I want to thank you for listening to me today and all the other times. Again, if you'd like to listen to any of my previous shows, you can go to Life Coach Radio Network and look for Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy under the archive link. You can also go to my website, which is coachmandy.com. And there's a spot on there where I have my radio and previous radio shows listed there as well, which you can also find out more information about the work I do. And I am also on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching and on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. And again, my email is mandy@coachmandy.com. And again, I want to just encourage you to go live an empowered, inspired, and purposeful life because you do deserve it. I want you to release that inner greatness that we all have inside ourselves, and too often we leave on the sidelines. So I want you to go out, live a fearless, focused, and free life, that inner greatness. Train your brain so you can up your game. And instead of saying goodbye, I will just say I will talk to you soon and see you sometime down the road in the future. And I'm very excited again for the opportunities that I have coming forward for me. And I wish all of you the best. And I want you to go out there and live curiously so that you can find your passion. Do not let what you're doing today hold you back from who you can be and how you can be, and go live your best self tomorrow. And again, thank you for listening to me for Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And I will be talking to you soon. And I look forward to all the happiness that you have out there. And I want everyone to take care, have a great weekend, and go live that empowered life.